This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I see your top videos here. The one here, fentanyl, Floyd's friend, and key witness has three felony arrests, including drug possession, refuses to testify. Now, I'm going to give you the articles on this, but I have actual research to prove that the mayor of Minneapolis there decided not to give fentanyl blocking drugs called naltrexone to the cops. Now, I worked in emergency department in multiple provinces in Canada, multiple states in the U.S. I worked in Georgia, I worked in Illinois, I worked in Colorado, including an emergency and a trauma burn unit. And the cops, if they had had naltrexone, that man, George Floyd, would probably be smirking with his grandkid, maybe coming out of rehab hospital, but he'd be fine. He might have had a cardiac bypass because he already had coronary artery disease, but he wouldn't be dead. And it's all because of the mayor. So when they say that this cop blocked his airway, those assholes that think they're blocking the airway, I've seen videos from Eastern Europe, this procedure cannot, no matter whether you're 10 or 20 minutes, block your airway. They don't understand pathology or anatomy. It's impossible to block someone's airway with a knee at the back of the base of the neck. It's nowhere near the anatomy. It does not block your trachea, period. So he was bouncing around the back of the car and kicking the door and everything. He's a big man, 6'6". Short of breath because he's having tachycardia because he's in a fentanyl overdose state. And if they'd simply given him naltrexone, he would have calmed down. They would have brought him to emergency. He would have been there better. He would have gone off to rehab. He would probably have been a month or so in rehab, and then he'd be basically hugging his grandkids if he has any, and he'd be fine. All this BS about, you know, hating blacks and so on, I'm sure those cops don't care what the hell skin color. If you're a person, a human being, they care for you. But when you're in danger, you got to protect yourself as a cop. And the cops, basically, when you're standing with a knee at the back of the neck, the standard procedure, it does not and can never, I mean never, block the freaking airway. It is impossible. He died of a fentanyl overdose, and he also had some coronary artery disease. You have a combination, and you're dead. And if he had the shot of the naltrexone, he would be fine as a dandelion, okay? So the whole thing that I see in the media when I see this dance of these assholes, see, I'm a toxicologist and a forensic expert on medical legal issues, okay? In fact, I'm still on panels for medical legal work. You know that, right? I've been a certified independent medical examiner for almost 40 years. This whole thing is such bullshit, it drives me nuts. And then they're trying to, and this poor cop, if anything, he should have got an award, not threatening to kill him or having riots all over the country and killing all kinds of other people, white, black, and Hispanic. The whole thing is nuts, and people are acting like zombies, like the, you know, like the zombie apocalypse. Even before the Vigrant vaccine destroys the VMAP region of their brain, so they lose their humanity and their empathy with other human beings. So what you see here is a destruction of empathy. People just want to riot. I mean, they think, well, this is not going to fix things. If you really thought there was racism, which there isn't, this is the most non-racist country on earth. And the most non-racist president we ever had was Donald J. Trump. The most racist one we have now is this freaking asshole in the White House, Joe Biden, who's trying to push racism. That's the name of the woke culture. Woke culture pushes racism. It says if you're white, you cannot possibly repent of it. Okay? The same way if you're Jewish, you can't repent of being a Jew. You understand that?
Let me say a couple of things here on Morris Lester Hall, the 42-year-old wannabe pimp, or at least that's the way he dressed, that was the passenger in the car with fentanyl Floyd during the arrest.
Right.
He has three felony convictions and arrest, one for domestic assault, one for illegal firearm, and yes, one for drug possession. After the incident, he started talking about how he was going to be the key witness and how, you know, he was going to tell his side of the story and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, as soon as the incident happened that night or the next morning, he took off, he left the area, and he was caught in Texas, which is where he was arrested. Well, now all of a sudden, you know, Mr. Chatty Cathy here is not willing to testify and is now pleading the Fifth Amendment, because he knows if he was still on the stand, he would self-incriminate himself, and he'd be in jail where he belongs. So understand this, that Fentanyl Floyd got arrested with his drug dealer in the car with him. And
right.
Oh, by the way, Paul actually passed a fake $20 bill the exact same day that Floyd did at the Cup Food supermarket or convenience store, and was notified then that he was passing a fake bill. So then Floyd comes in and does the same thing a few hours later, the same day. Imagine
right.
that.
Yeah. So in other words, what you're dealing with here is people are avoiding the facts. And they want a scenario because they want racism as part of the division. That's why they want division between black, white. They want division between Christians and non-Christian. I'll give you an example of a call I had yesterday. I got a call from Betty Martini, referred to a very wealthy gentleman. His heritage is he's Chinese and Vietnamese. And he helps old people that have problems. And he's actually happens to be a Buddhist in San Diego. And he knew that I would help. And I told him, I said, I'm going to help. I don't charge anything for my consult. He said, I can't believe that. I said, when God returns to earth, right, no matter what religion you are, there won't be religion. It'll fall away like the skin falling off a snake. I said, you know, if they're a fellow human being, and the one we're going to help is a little boy with brain cancer, astroglioma in the central part of his brain in Arizona, 12-year-old. Now, already his mother doesn't know about insulin potentially to chemotherapy or dendritic vaccines or even my Nutrimeds. And we're going to give this little boy natural therapy so his bone marrow won't crash and he won't bleed to death or die of a sepsis. But you got to understand, I told this man, I said, you know, we as America, one of the things that sets us aside from anybody else is we care about each other. We don't care what skin color, what religion you are. We want you to believe in a higher power. No one of us has absolute knowledge of that higher power. I have more than the average, but it doesn't matter. We're all reaching toward understanding God. And that's why the people that reached and got farther than anybody else in ancient history were the Jews. And the reason why their persecution is so great is because the Jews are the people of the book of the Biblia. And the reason that's why their persecution is so great is not because of what they did, it's because they're the keeper. They were even set up being a proxy for the Jesuits and all the other people, when in actual fact, like when they were the bankers in throughout Europe by the Jesuits that set it up during the Middle Ages. That's why the kippah on their head. The kippah on the Jews for the bankers or the, you know, were basically was given to them by the Vatican. You know that, right?
I've heard that.
Yeah. So you have to understand, the reason is it was a mortal sin if you gave a loan as interest. But so they set up a proxy so the Jews could become the banker for the Vatican. They're still running things. The people don't get this. The poor Jewish people have been persecuted because they knew they had the book, which is the Pentateuch given by God, one key at a time by Moses and the prophets, which describe God more better than any other ancient religion, better than Buddhism, Confucianism, or any other religion. And that's why they're persecuted. And when you understand that sacred knowledge is the thing that allowed us to have Christianity, when Yeshua arrived, his name means Yah, means the breath that came dwelt among us, not the Archangel Michael, as some Seventh-day Adventists talk about, or whatever. But the fact is that God's returning. Whatever it's the first time for Jews or the second time for Christians, or you know God's returning for whatsoever, we're at the end of human history. What's going on with these vaccines and the Grand Reset is the human race is being extinguished. Whatever's going to happen after this, according to Dr. Mate, isn't human anymore. They don't want any more human genetics. They want to extinguish the human race, and they want sterile cyborgs to be their underclass, and they want life extension for the global elite. That's what they want. And if you don't grasp that, you're an idiot, because that's right in your face now, isn't it?
What they're doing in Israel is absolutely terrifying, saddening, and maddening. And as someone who's Jewish and is proud to be a Jew and a big supporter of Israel, I am very disappointed.
I want my EDUCAPS to be... But by the way, my EDUCAPS
are
my...
Right now, and what they're doing.
My EDUCAPS, by the way, here's what I want. Three things. I want a replacement Prime Minister for Netanyahu, who's been a member of CFR and the Bilderbergers for decades. Number one. Number two, there's a number of rabbis that are basically revolting and realizing that Yeshua was the Messiah, and actually they came out a few years ago, and I've had pastors on talking about it. And number three, I want to get my EDUCAP and these other things to the people of Israel to resurrect them and not damage the lamp. It's the Hebrew lamp, the pineal gland, called the VMAT region of their brain. I don't want to see them to either become sterile or dead or become basically zombies because of this friggin' plan by the globalists. People don't understand how friggin' evil this is. They think we're making this up, like you're just like sci-fi weird. You think, what's wrong with you? It's like, guess what? You know, you and I are called. In fact, I told you before that you have a special calling. You know, you're a Jew, but you don't realize you actually have a calling as a prophet of the Most High God. You know that? He had 12 at the beginning of his calling. I believe you're one of the 12. You know, and as a Jew, that's hard for you to accept because most Jews think God is coming back for the first time. It doesn't matter, first or second, he's coming. Because this is the end of the human race. If they succeed in putting these vaccines in everybody with vaccine passports around the world, there will be no human race in a matter of a few years. It'll be gone. What's left will be a stain on the petri dish of what humanity was. How's that? Crazy, eh?
Yep.
And we got to save our Jewish brothers because these vaccines are worse than a war. They are. They're much worse than even the decimation of a war. Pretty sneaky, hey?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Josh, I like to think positive. I don't like to look back at the old world. I like to think of the new. I want to think about what's coming. Number one, I believe you're going to see, Mike Lindell and Powell and others, and the audits happen, and I believe Trump's coming back. But Trump needs to have a calling. He needs to have a calling. Now, I've listened to people I consider, because one of the things that God told me, because I have both Jewish ancestry and Kohanim, and I can tell you right now, that We're at a time right now where God's going to provide solutions. He's going to provide a solution of us having a separate financial system that we don't have to be involved with the world's financial system. They're going to collapse. I was looking at Alex Jones kind of freaking out about him to sell all the stuff so he gets money to pay for some broadcasters, but the financial system is going to collapse. Get away from it. I'm setting up a barter system that's going to be tied directly to Karatbars out of Stuttgart, Germany, and those Karatbar coins and cash and so on. We need to have a system of communications where we have our own media, which I'm doing also. I'm setting up Telegram accounts on all three of my websites, NutriMedical, Deagle Network, and Clay and Iron, which is my above top secret in my Believer's site. I want people to understand we need to separate ourselves from the world. The world is going to hell. We need to have our own immunization, which is the EDUCAP. We need to have our own food system. We need to start getting out of our big, ugly, what I call demon-ratic cities like Los Angeles, New York, and get away from them because these cities are doomed. If the power goes out there, people are on the side of them are going to eat each other alive. It'll be like a zombie episode in one of these TV miniseries where people turn to zombies and start literally eating each other. You know, I don't think people grasp how bad this could get, do they? They really don't understand it, do they?
Well, look, I agree that if there was a blackout in some of these major urban cities, you would have people killing each other, you would have people slicing each other up, shooting each other, eating each other. I agree. And it wouldn't take very long. You're talking maybe 10 days, 12 days before it really got out of control. So, I would say, you know, load up, lock and load, keep your powder dry, get your supplies, make sure you're not in the big city, because that definitely could happen. Bring, you know, get generators and things of that nature.
Well, one of the things we're going to do is the monies that are going to be generated to go over to Dr. Tenpenny, we're going to start setting what's called Secure Cities for Believers. Jews, Christians, anybody, I don't care if you're Buddhist. Believers that want to survive and be and move and become still part of the human race. And you don't have to be this or that. In other words, it doesn't matter what the color of your skin or orientation or specific, you know, religious belief system, as long as you want to be a human being and be autonomous, you need to be able to qualify to get the hell out of the system of the quote, the world is going to hell in a handcart. And we're going to actually try to fund that to get this going, not only in America, but in other places around the world, because we have to start separating. Because the world itself is self-destructive. Look at the woke philosophy. It started 100 years ago. Wokeness is now just plain satanic stuff. It doesn't tolerate whiteness. It doesn't tolerate Jewishness. It doesn't tolerate Christianity. It doesn't even tolerate blacks that are Republican. For example, I've seen them actually woke against people that are black as coal, but they're supporters of Donald Trump, and they treat them like crap because they just support Trump or they're conservative. They want to have a family and they believe in pro-life. Doesn't matter if they're a professional athlete or whatever. So the wokeness is basically against anybody successful, no matter what your skin color, anybody that wants to seek a higher power, no matter what religion, whether it's Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism, and a decent human being. It just, wokeness is anything luciferic. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. And look at Oregon. I mean, there's a high school in Oregon that's going to change its mascot to an evergreen tree. But these woke idiots that are, I guess, on the board of education for the school are saying that, oh, well, having a tree as our mascot could be seen as lynching. No, it's a tree, okay? So here's the thing. So every single tree in the world is going to have to be banned and be racist because it's possibly going to be someone that could have been lynched on that tree? These people are so stupid and so retarded. It's just sickening.
Well, you know what it is? They get aggressive enough by telling lies, and they yell at you while they're lying, that they figure you're a coward. Now, all it does for somebody like me, I'm like an old Rottweiler. If I was a dog, I'd be a dog with titanium teeth, about probably 165 pounds. And if you bothered me, I'd probably bite your leg right off, and I'd bite until I went right down to bone. Okay? So, you know, I'm not one that backs off of a battle. I'm like one of those old Vikings. I get my hair ready, and I crave battle. I crave the conflict of dealing with somebody who thinks they know better than me, and they're going to come in either verbally in a court or try to attack me. And that's why I even had an attorney on here from Governors of America said, you can't say that you'll kill people if they come to your door to vaccinate you. Yeah, I will. You come to my door to force vaccinate me or haul me away, you're going to die and have very regular and exotic weapons. You're going to die really hard, and yes, you may kill me, but a lot of you aren't going home to mama. You're going to die. And once people realize that, they realize we're not passive little robots that are going to run over us and just say, to hell with you, Deagle. No, it's not going to be pleasant. And the thing is, right now, there's millions of us gathering together, and we're really getting ticked off in every country. And by the way, it's not just Christians or Jews. It's people that are just plain good, decent human beings anywhere in the world. of whatever denomination. Even I talked to my friend in China, and they're all getting mad.
I think I'm going to do a segment on what types of trees were used to hang black people on. And I want to make sure, no, seriously, and I want to make sure that it wasn't evergreen trees. And as long as it wasn't evergreen trees, right, which are also
right.
What? Christmas trees. So that means what? We've got candy canes and we've got different ornaments. And then what? I guess we've had people being lynched on evergreen trees and Christmas trees. I mean, this woke culture is so stupid and so sickening and twisted that I'm actually going to make fun of it. I'm going to do a segment. I'm going to find out what trees were used to lynch black people. And I'm going to show the woke idiots in Oregon that it wasn't the evergreen tree. And if it wasn't
it's
the evergreen
not possible.
Tree, I'll show that as well.
Mechanically, it's not possible. See, they don't care about the lie. And here's what I think you're going to see collapse. And what's going to happen is, in probably the next 2 months, Joe Biden, you're going to have the audits by both the manual audit, technical audit, and so on with the Mike Lindell, et cetera, and Powell and others. And what's going to happen is, when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the people that are behind the deep state realizes that the game's up, because they're trying to shove these laws through like H.R. 1 and everything else, these are just power grabs. They don't give a shit, okay? And honest to time, we're at the point now, we're almost at the point where they want to start doing laws to try to seize our guns. They're going to hear a giant lock and load sound, like click, 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 right across the friggin' country. And if they think they're coming for our guns, yes, like Carolyn Heston said, we're going to give you your guns back one bullet at a time.
Yeah.
It's going to get ugly, and I don't want to see ugly. We have three boxes. That's why the first thing I tell people, get that course how to win in court, file pro se litigant actions about the vaccines like we are with our, with Renz over in New Mexico. We have two law firms there. I'm working with Alan Ralston to work on legal injunctions here in California and around the United States and over in Ireland with Dr. Dolores Cahill. What people understand, the first thing is pro se litigant action. That's the first box, the witness box. Then the voter box becomes less important because if you can't put a choke chain on your elected person, like Trump always mean he was responsive to the public. Biden isn't responsive. He doesn't give a shit. They're not even going down to the border. They don't care. And they don't care. And then I hear why Democrats that say, oh, you should care about these people. They need our help. You know what they need? They need us to give them farm equipment, build their homes up and their apartments to get rid of the drug cartels so they can have a decent life without prostitution and drug cartels running their countries. And if we cared about the people in Central America, we wouldn't tolerate this drug cartel business, which is getting $2 trillion to the deep state every year to the NSA and CIA. That's what the real problem is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We try to
misdiagnose. You know, when you misdiagnose a patient, they die. We're misdiagnosing our country, and our country's dying. We need a Bidenectomy. Arse first, they say. Arse first, Bidenectomy. Yeah.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told department employees he may restart border wall construction to plug what he calls gaps in the current barrier. Mayorkas telling Immigration and Customs Enforcement employees that some of those gaps may be filled in or areas where the wall has been completed, but technology has not yet been implemented. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is following Florida's lead, announcing an executive order banning the creation of vaccine passports, which require a receipt of services or even requesting a person's COVID-19 vaccination status.
Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives.
Texas has administered nearly 13 million vaccines. USA Radio News. President Biden is optimistic about the pace of coronavirus vaccination, but warns we're not there yet. Biden visiting a vaccination site in Northern Virginia and again urging everybody to get the shot when it's their turn. About 150 million Americans have received shots since Biden entered the White House in January. Two men on an FBI watch list were caught at our U.S.-Mexico border.
Customs and Border Protection is reporting U.S. border agents arrested two Yemeni men on a terror watch list in separate incidents as they crossed the U.S. border with Mexico illegally. The men arrested in January and March near a port of entry in California were on a U.S. government watch list for terrorism suspects and a no-fly list. One man, age 33, was arrested January 29th trying to enter Calexico, California. The second man, age 26, was arrested March 30th, also at the Calexico port of entry. The agency did not provide the names of the men from Yemen. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News. News. Radio News. No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's quite interesting. As I mentioned before, I know from my research, and I'm going to send it over to Josh, because God tells me things, and then I go back and do my research, and I find it's corroborated. The mayor of Minneapolis refused to, because of budgets, give naltrexone to the cops, although the cops asked for it in a previous year budget. If they had naltrexone and they gave George Floyd, he would have survived. The guy in the car with him was his fentanyl salesperson, sold him the illegal drugs. And he was going to speak out, and then all of a sudden he decided not to. So you have to understand what's going on here is a tragedy where the cops should have been given an award rather than going to jail or people threatened to kill them. And the fact is many people have died since they had the George Floyd issue right across the country because they've turned into zombies. They don't give a shit. They don't care about facts. There's no way to block this man's airway from behind with a knee in the upper back. And the fact is that he didn't die of the cop blocking his airway. He died of fentanyl, plus he had coronary artery disease. And I want people to understand that the fentanyl Floyd's friend and key witnesses had three felony arrests, including a drug possession. And that day, he even used a fake 20 at the convenience store that Floyd got charged at. That's why Floyd was in trouble. Let me continue playing this for a minute here.
Crack, all kinds of drugs. She testified that he, Paul, was the supplier to George Floyd and her for drugs. Okay? So basically, George Floyd was arrested with another girl in the car, Shawanda, who was a friend, and in the passenger seat was his drug dealer. Okay? Where are you going to hear that one? CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSLSD? You know, anybody? Anybody going to report the truth here?
No.
No, they're not. So that's what she testified, that this guy was Floyd's drug dealer. Now, after Floyd's death, Paul initially gave a fake name, number one. Number two, skedaddled out of town right away, as soon as it happened. and they tracked him down in Texas. Okay? Tracked him down in Texas. He was immediately arrested on outstanding warrants of, are you ready for this? Illegal possession of a firearm. Let's see. Felony domestic assault. And, oh, by the way, felony drug possession.
I think I've dealt with enough of this one right now. I'm going to go back here to the discussion I had earlier here with Dr. Made. Now, I have this up above, I have a picture of her up there on the screen right now. And here's what I'm doing with the project. Number one, when Alan Ralston gets the cash together, I think it's $28,000 now, for the bioengine, within probably a matter of 2 weeks, we'll have the microRNA extracted from the bioengine by exposing the sigma-1 protein, which Dr. Bill Singh already has. He put the sigma-1 protein with the dendritic cell line. We pull exosomes out. We then put that into a Lonza capsule, which can be encapsulated at Chula Vista. And then we can actually start mailing it out to homes all over the world. Now, in order to get the vaccine, you have to simply, or the immunization, I mean, not the vaccine, the immunization, you simply have to sign up as a family member, and you've already done it with you and your wife. It's $32 for a family, but you also then have to pay what I call a donation fee to be involved in the study. It's a study right now. It's not, we're not selling a product, we're giving a study. And I don't know what that value will be. It might be $100, it might be $200, it might be more. Whatever it is, it's a value that allow you to get not only the EDGACAP, but also have it shipped to you, and to get a blood test and a legal certificate if you're positive. So if you show antibodies and you're, let's say, a flight steward in a country, or you're a health professional that's going to be forced to take one of these toxic vaccines, you'll be able to prove I have immunity and you don't need to take the toxic vaccine. Now, so in other words, it's basically only a couple steps here. I'm going to put up a link directly on my site that can get that link. Or they can contact me, and I will give them a link if they contact me. We want to also be able to sell people, besides the EDGACAP, we want to be able to sell them the first-line defense kit against the virus and the rescue kit if they were stunned enough to take the one or more of these toxic, I call, chemo shot vaccines. Because we now have to rescue them. The EDGACAP, along with my rescue kit and nutraceuticals, will allow your body to get rid of the abnormal RNA or DNA and expunge it out of your cells. And God told me the EDGACAP, along with my NutriMeds, will do that. Your body has a natural mechanism to get rid of abnormal DNA or RNA if you support it properly nutritionally. And that's between the EDGACAP and so on. The EDGACAP also, because it's set up this foundation, will have other doctors involved. It will be, we can change the activator protein if we know what it is for, let's say, rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or MS or autoimmune pancreatitis. We can actually use a different protein to activate the microRNA. And we can give you EDGACAPs to deal with, say, your breast cancer, and then your breast cancer will literally dissolve and disappear without chemo. Isn't that wild?
Yes. And I'm impressed with your background and knowledge of scleroderma. Very few doctors that I've come across in my lifetime, which is my wife's the lifetime illness, are even aware of it. Yeah.
Right. Well, scleroderma, I did research with the head of the rheumatology for America and Canada, Dr. John Winfrey, back in medical school. And he was so impressed with me, he had sicked his very hot redhead daughter to actually chase me and maybe marry me, because he knew that I had the super genius capacity that literally you can put any problem on earth in front of me and I can give you a solution. That's why I told Dr. Dolores Cahill, when she wants to design her new world, she needs to come to me for power systems, communication systems, water systems and everything, and I'll give her the technology so she can move forward to get rational and cost effective and, you know, systems. And also systems to protect your cities. I want actually what's called an AI drone force. So these little cities have an AI drone force. So if anybody tries to attack them, the AI drone force will take them out. All right? So
yeah,
I'm a very dangerous guy. But on the dark side, believe me, the devil would be very pleased. I'm not. I'm a son of the Most High God. But I have talents and abilities that are well beyond superhuman, okay? And I'm not boasting this because I'm boasting on God, because he gave me the EDGACAP. He said, it's not yours, Nico. I gave it to you, so you give it to someone I'm going to designate in the future. And Dr. Tenpenny found out, he said, well, I don't know if I don't want to do all the science. I said, you don't have to do things. I said, here's what you got to do. When she's on her vacation, I said, you have to count the money and decide where it goes. She said, I can do that. I made her laugh, right?
Yes.
In other words, it's going to be good projects. Just take away and get rid of all these freaking vaccines that are destroying children. Here in California, they give 2,000 micrograms of aluminum and about 500 micrograms of mercury by the time a child is 13 from all these vaccines. And that's not including pegylated ethylene glycol and other nasty shit, including stealth viruses that are there. If you had the some of these vaccines, like the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, David Meyer,
yes,
your chances of getting thyroid cancer are 360% higher in the future.
This is
so people need to start understanding that Dr. Deagle is not limited. And I can get literature. They say, oh, I don't believe you. I'll pull up the literature and prove it to you, just like I'm going to send the literature to Josh about the fact that the mayor of Minneapolis refused to give the naltrexone to the cop, and the cops asked for it several years earlier. The previous year and previous years. They wanted naltrexone, and they didn't want, no, we don't want it. All that's expensive, man. We'll work out a deal to get the freaking naltrexone and then give it to your damn cops. They're like EMTs. You don't want to wait 15 or 20 minutes until a person, the EMT, arrives, or because if you do, by the time the patient's dead, if they're having a panic attack or they have tachyarrhythmias and respiratory right. failure like this guy was.
Yeah, it's just like some people say, you know, your nutraceutical supplements and your rescue and also the first line of defense are a little bit on the expensive side. But when you consider what it's going to prevent, which is going to be far more costly.
Well, once we get large enough volume, once we have a large enough volume down the road where we have, you know, not like my level of sales, but let's say 10,000 times more, the price will drop dramatically. But right now, of course, we have to, they're produced by medical-grade companies in America, or, you know, most of them are made here in America. One or two, like the Cardiovasc, is made in Canada. But most of them are made right here in the States. I mean, people need to grasp, the only other one I have is what's called the cell defense Kirko Gold that we bring in from India. So I have two products, the Cardiovasc from Canada and the Kirko Gold from India. And otherwise, they're all made in America, and they're top-grade, medical-grade nutraceuticals that are given to doctors only. You can't get them if you're another health professional or whatever, or they're not available in pharmacies or even online.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are ones I've designed myself that nobody has, like Neutrodyne and, you know,
yeah,
some of these other products. I have unique products like the microdose growth hormone and so on. No one else has that. So, you know, we are moving toward the next break here. I'm going to play a little more of Dr. Mahdi. And then we're going to continue this discussion, but it's going to be simple. You'll be able to contact me at the First Nations Board. You sign up. You say, I want to get the vaccine. We'll figure out what price it is. We'll send you the cost. You sign up. I'm going to get the EduCap. Once we have the EduCap, we'll ship it to you. We'll then arrange for your blood tests in 30 days and you're all set.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take PowerC+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. PowerC+ also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC+ is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
Otherwise, we have 13% of Americans and soon going to be 50%, and we have 72% of Israelis already vaccinated. So I want people to know that. So I'm playing this here, this video clip. But Dr. Mahdi, now, I don't think she needs to make a new video. I think what we need to do is get on a bigger platform. And that's where Mike Lindell is a bigger platform, where Donald J. Trump has a bigger platform he's launching right now. Young people are wanting to know this because when I talk to a young person, for example, I have a young girl. She comes by as a friend of Kelsey. Her name is Kayla. She's very intelligent. Now, her mom is a Democrat, but she's asking the Republican question because her relatives are all Republicans. And although she may be a little bit active, a smart-ass attitude, you have to understand these young kids do that as a kind of a protective thing emotionally because they don't want to think that adults know more than them. See, young people have this very arrogant attitude. I'm an adult now. I'm not stupid. You can't tell me stuff because I can figure it out for myself. And sometimes when they figure things out, they're like a new person walking, they'll kill themselves by falling over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to understand the average young person that wants to kind of have a sense of humor to think that my parents have got to be stupid because I'm now an adult. You know that, right? That's the typical the way their brain works.
I know that primarily with the 38 age bracket, but I also have been studying the millennials who are basically 1 through 20, and they have a much more open attitude than the generation just above them, and they're very receptive.
I don't think it's going to be a problem. I'll tell you what I think the issue is: that the regular media are silencing things. You can't go to CNN, NBC, or any of the things I talk about, or anybody else. Do you think that in their right mind, even people like Tucker Carlson, who consider a real radical, who's got a new show over in Fox Nation, would ever interview Dr. Deagle? If he did, his career would be terminated immediately.
They don't have the brains or the cojones to...
They don't have the brains to actually interview me, but if they did and they actually had open questions, and I gave him an open answer, his career would be over. Okay? You don't understand, that's reality. Okay. Right. That's why we need alternative media, so we don't rely on the regular media. The regular media are luciferic. They're the devil's purpose, okay?
Well, now, I personally think we need to take over the corporate...
No, I don't think we take it over. I'll tell you what we do. We separate ourselves.
Actually, the American people own those airwaves.
No, let me explain. I don't want to take it over, okay? I want us to set up a separate financial system, a separate thing. Start pulling your money. For example, when in Georgia they said, the governor there and the governor down in Florida, when they were arguing with these different organizations that want wokeness... He made the right statement is to pull your money away from the woke corporations like Coca-Cola down in Florida, right, Georgia. They told him, get out. You want us to be woke? Get out. We don't want you anymore. Leave the freaking state. Leave. Go. Get out. It's like when I saw this Canadian pastor telling the Canadian people these cops were coming in to try to harass him on Passover Sunday. He told him he was actually, you could tell he was Russian. Get out, get out. And they were trying to still talk, and this woman was still talking, they were popping her eyes. And he started yelling at them louder and louder to get the hell out. Get out, get out. Come back with a warrant if you have to. But get out. So you have to understand, no, we got to start separating ourselves from society. We don't want to confront society. We want to get away from it. We need our own financial system, our own food system, our own financial system. We want our own vaccine system of immunization with an intercap. We want our own healthy educational system that's not going to be, you know, tainted with wokeness or anti, you know, racism and all the other foolishness.
Well, of course we do, Dr. Deagle. I don't argue at all with that.
But we got to stop trying to engage with these people. It's time to disengage. I totally think that we need to stop trying to think we're going to convert them. Don't. The people will leave there that want to leave. Let's say we have 100 people on the other side that are potentially think we are enemy. Once we set up a system that's separate, which has food, water, protection, and our own immunization technology, once we have our own economic system, it's not going to collapse. Say 20, 30, 40% are going to leave their system and come to ours. They're going to say, I want to be like you. I want to survive. I want to be a human. I took the vaccine and I'm turning into a cyborg. I want to be a normal person. I don't want to have 5 or 6G inside my head. Well, guess what? We're going to be able to deal with that. So at the time, it's time now. What the Lord told me, and it's very important this last few days when I start calling forth the 12, it's time to call for it. It says a woman shall be for a time, times and half a time, out of the reach of the beast. In other words, the beast system won't be able to touch us. We will be in such a state, both financially and otherwise, that the beast system will not be able to touch us or go near us.
Yep.
And that's going to require strategy. You're the strategist. It's going to require strategy. It's going to require resources, money. It's going to require technology. I'll be the supplier of technology. You can have strategy, but we have to start disengaging from society. If every believing Christian or decent person, no matter what your skin color, start disengaging from society, whether it's major sports like, you know, basketball because they're kissing the butts of the Chinese, these sports would collapse. We need to stop trying to make a peace with them and start leaving. We need to start leaving and say, okay, we're done. It's like that guy that was being interviewed about the Meghan Markle and the Queen. Oh, I don't agree with his status supporting the Queen because Markle is being correct about a few things about race. But the problem is, you see, it's time for us to disengage. It's time for us to leave the room. It's time for us to quit the medical system. For example, I quit the medical system. I don't want a license in any American state or any Canadian province. I'll provide free health care to anybody, but I do not want a license. That's why I belong to the First Nations Medical Board.
Yes.
I don't want to be in their hellish system that forces vaccines, and if I don't, I get disciplined for not pushing the vaccines or killing people and ruining their health or turning them into cyborgs. They can go to hell trying to tell me how to practice medicine when I've been in medicine for half a century. So we need to disengage. So if I get one message today, it's time to disengage and build a body of believers and build a financial system and a money system and a food system so we have security so people can get out of the big cities, get away from these people, and have the security being with fellow believers or people who just start to come together. And this guy I talked to down there in San Diego, he's a Buddhist. I guarantee you, if we had a camp, let's say outside of, you know, a city where people could survive, he'd be welcome. Okay? So I want people to start grasping that. We need to start separating from society, not trying to confront or to defeat it. You don't defeat society, you defeat it by leaving it.
Yep.
Right? It's time to leave.
Yes, I agree with time to leave. But when I look at the time that we have, Dr. Deagle, I would say we have six weeks at most in a couple of days.
No, let me tell you what's going to happen. I'll give you the timeline. I know because God told me what the timeline is. Number one, the virus that you're trying to claim is a double, version.
Helix, yes.
Yeah, double mutant version is going to cause more trouble. Firstly, that's a lie. And if you simply take even simple things like my, you know, vitamin D, zinc, and so on, you're better off. If you take my first line kit, you can't get sick or die. Okay, number one, so they're lying. Number two, they can't even keep track of where all the databases. There's no central database for the vaccine. So if they wanted a vaccine passport, nobody has a stable national database. And in fact, if challenged in the courts by multiple states like New Mexico and other states, they'll never have a national database, which means they can never get a vaccine passport. Okay? And the third thing is they want to be able to burst another virus onto the scene so they can collapse the world economy because once they collapse, they can start mass starvation. That's not going to happen either. In other words, their whole schedule is screwed up.
Okay.
But I think it's not finished, though, because even if it takes years longer, they're going to still try to accomplish it, say, by the 2030. So what we need to do is we need to start separating now. So in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, we've got communities outside the big city. We have a separate financial system. We have a barter system. We have food that's been mineralized. And we have weapon systems that can protect us from the craziness they want to do to us.
Okay.
And, I think we have lots of time left because I think, honestly, the main thing right now is it's going to maybe take 5 years to separate totally from society, 4 or 5 years. We have plenty of time. They're not going to accomplish it this year. And my guess is what's going to happen is Trump, Biden will be taken out. Trump will be back in, but Trump needs our advice. And when Trump's back in, we need to strengthen not only America, but nations around the world to have a better voting control and get rid of Dominion software. And once we do that, voting around the world will no longer be open to fraud. The voter fraud and also the international corporations are going to come under increased scrutiny, like the big digital companies. And you know that they're going to have laws. Both Democrats and Republicans want to put laws against them controlling the flow of data. Once you stop the data flow and you have all these other things happening, they'll be slowed down. They won't be stopped, but it's going to give us sufficient time to actually get places outside the big cities around the world where we could actually start what we call survival centers. So I'm not panicking over. I think that we already have solutions.
Let me please ask this one question, Dr. Deagle.
Go ahead.
You know, I've been trying to interrupt about 3 times, and that is, how much time does a person who has been given the shot have to be detoxified by EduCap or by the rescue?
It'll vary from person to person. My guess is if you get them in the first 3 to 6 months to a year, you'll be fine. It's not going to happen right away, and it also won't be more toxic until you've been 5 or 6G in satellites and connecting directly to your nanotechnology inside you. And a lot of these vaccines don't have the nanotech yet. The Moderna does, but the other ones don't. They have mRNA, so in other words, I'm saying that they need a further vaccine in order to put the nanotech inside you. So that's what's happening. Only a few of them, like Moderna, have the actual nanotech, like the nanobots and so on, inside it. Right now, they're just toxic mRNA vaccines. So my guess is 3 to 6 months, a year, easy to see, easy to fix.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.